Carlene Carter is the daughter of June Carter and country singer Carl Smith. Her stepfather was Johnny Cash. After a successful career as a country pop singer during the 1970s through the 90s, Carlene Carter has kept a low profile in recent years. But now she's back with the album Carter Girl. It's a collection dominated by covers of songs made famous by the Carter family, the pioneering country act whose members included Carlene's grandmother, Maybelle Carter. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
There's a little black train coming. Set your business right. There's a little black train coming, and it may be here tonight. Go tell that ball.
Carlene Carter was born into country music royalty. Her father, Carl Smith, was a fine country vocalist, and her mother, June, was not only famous performing with husband Johnny Cash, but also as part of the Carter family, the groundbreaking act that ushered in the modern era of country music in the 1920s. Carlene has reached back to that rich material of the Carter family for much of this new album, offering fresh takes on classic songs. Here's a beautiful version of one of them, Give Me the Roses.
Wonderful things of folks are said when they're passed away. Roses adorn the narrow bed over the sleeping clay. Give me the roses while I live, trying to cheer. Our flowers that you give after the soul is gone.
In the late 1970s, Carlene made her initial impact as a country singer with a pop lilt. She hit upon the idea of boosting her country music with the energy she heard in the punk and new wave music coming from England and New York City. In her personal life, this led to a decade-long marriage to the great pop rocker Nick Lowe. In her professional life, she made a series of fine albums for Warner Brothers Records. That was the music of a young artist. Now in her 50s, Carter has developed a gratifying maturity in her singing. You can hear it showcased in the lovely, simple arrangements on this album, courtesy of producer Don Was, as Carter interprets another Carter family classic, I'll Be All Smiles Tonight.
My brow with roses, my true love may be there, and gems that others gave me will shine within my hair. And even those that know me will think
Carlene Carter does on this album is significant. She doesn't approach these old songs as sacred relics to be enshrined with pious respect. Rather, she treats them like living, vital pieces of art that can withstand being taken apart, thought about, and reimagined. Take, for example, Lonesome Valley. It's a song that was itself an interpretation of a public domain composition when the Carter family recorded it, and has subsequently been sung many different ways by Woody Guthrie, Joan Baez, and on the soundtrack of the Coen Brothers film O Brother, Where Art Thou, to name just a few. Carlene has taken back the song, added some of her own lyrics about deaths in her family, plays some wonderful piano, and sings harmony on the chorus with Vince Gill. In the process, she comes up with her own excellent piece of work.
walk to the sound of my baby sister, crying like the day she was born. 'Cause an angel of mercy, dressed all in white, came and said, girls, your mama's passed on. So I gathered my children around me. Through our tears, we found a prayer. Talked to God and Jesus and all them guys. I knew Mama was already there. Everybody's got a wall, that lonesome valley. You got
days, Carlene's voice has taken on a slight huskiness that makes her sound more than ever like her mother, June. And in some respects, Carter Girl has the trappings of a comeback album, with Don Was giving the production a bright sheen, and Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, and Elizabeth Cook putting in cameo appearances. But on its own terms, Carter Girl is as strong as anything Carlene Carter has ever recorded. It carries the heavy burden of history lightly, and yet never flinches at the seriousness of the lives she's singing about, including her own.
Critic Ken Tucker reviewed Carlene Carter's new album, Carter Girl, which will be released Tuesday by Rounder Records. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our assistant producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. John Myers directed today's show. For Terry Gross, I'm David B. Cooley.
In my grandma's house, her children would sing. Guitars would twang and their laughter would ring. I was little, but I was the biggest kid. I wanted to do what the grown-ups did. Shiny car, we'd head down the road, sing for the miners who brought out the coal many a time, slept on the floor.